This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
All right, I want to go to Walt. I want to go to Jay. I want to go to Hunter. I want to go to Jim. I want to go to Marcus. I want to go to Steve, Larry. We're going to everybody. And Nick Fuentes joins us in about 15 minutes to cover the waterfront, a whole host of issues, cancel culture, Drudge Report and Revolver, election coup, so much more, and all these crazy videos of school teachers telling white kids, you're bad, you don't have speech because you're white. And the teachers are white telling them this. This is total divide and conquer to make the minorities racist, who are the majority now, and then make the white people racist. That's all this is divide and conquer. This is so sick, man. The left is just pure cancer. Walt in New York. Thanks for holding, Walt. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How are you doing?
I'm just doing as good as everybody. We are in the fight now, brother.
What do you think about the Holy Spirit, Alex? Is there a Holy Spirit? Does it permeate space? And is it analogous to a radio, let's say, that we can't see it, but it's here? Could it be permeating and we can tune into it?
Absolutely.
What do you think about this? President Trump needs to lead from the front. He needs to take the moral high ground, and that will win him more votes than anything else.
No, I agree. I don't like Machiavelli taking over the vaccine thing to stop the Gates. He's just a frontal assaultant.
Right. Well, in medicine, first principles, at least do no harm. So if he comes out with a vaccine, that's like a placebo. It's relatively harmless, maybe not very effective. But for those people who want it, let them have it if it's optional. I don't see grave danger unless it's
exactly.
Poison.
No, exactly. That's what Trump's doing, but it's still dangerous.
And also, I think there are several other issues that are very important, like Julian Assange is languishing in Belmarsh prison in solitary confinement, years, you know, sitting there being tortured. He needs to do something about that. We're waiting for that. We're sitting here waiting for him to act.
I totally agree. He should pardon Snowden. He should pardon Assange immediately.
It's the last chance that Assange has. Last chance. He could be in prison for the rest of his life. This stems out of the Espionage Act, which was passed during the hysteria of the First World War. And they've never updated it. It's never been reviewed by the Supreme Court insofar as people, whistleblowers, revealing information that's critical to the public's understanding of what's happening. So there needs to be exceptions in it for freedom of speech and for journalists and for whistleblowers.
Well, I mean, exactly. I go back to Daniel Ellsberg. He released the Pentagon Papers, and he was a hero to the New York Times. The New York Times wants Julian Assange destroyed because he exposed the real fraud. He exposed stuff. The word is Ellsberg was authorized to do what he did. That's why he was protected. But Assange needs to be punished because he was not authorized.
Well, Assange needs to be pardoned because that will be a great inspiration to other journalists, and it will be a great inspiration for the rank and file of the supporters of Trump.
No, I agree, and I don't think Ellsberg's a bad guy overall. He's come to Assange's defense. I mean, even if you hated Assange, which I don't, every journalist, every person's free speech is in danger. We should support him. It's easy.
Freedom of speech has got to be one of the, if not the, single most important issue. If the public is denied information, if they control all the platforms, the electronic platforms, they have more power than the government. They can create any narrative they want.
And that's the point I keep making. They're now censoring the president, the attorney general, everyone. So I'm worried about government power, but it has no power now. These big megatech companies are government. They are the power. And you've got the arrogant Justice Department still thinking it's in charge. The minute you get a separation of powers, as the founders did, as soon as the government realizes that big tech is the government, then we've got a chance to use government to cut them down to size, then cut government down to size. That is the beauty of our system.
situation once where there was monopoly of Standard Oil in New Jersey that controlled everything, and they had to put through legislation to stop that. There has to be new legislation with respect to these new technologies.
Far overdue. You're a genius, Walt. We love you. Absolutely. Walt is on target. People say, oh, you're a libertarian. Don't break up big tech. Big tech's the government. My God, they censor more than communist China. This is going to come down to fight over how many people are awake and how many aren't. They're going to contest the election. They're going to say Trump lost. They're super pissed that I'm on air.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
You kept us on air. We did the analysis first. It's now gone mainstream. We continue to be the epicenter. And what they've said directly to us is you continue to be the epicenter of our plans not going the way we want. And you need to stop right now. And they're very, very serious. Well, I'm not signing on with a bunch of devil worshiping child molesters. It's not going to happen. So they are moving now to destroy me. I used to say support InfoWars, rescue InfoWars, save yourself, save the world. We're in this together. Because let me tell you something. Communism's up here. InfoWars is the damn blocking it, which is all of us together supporting. And you and I are all down here with our families. My children are right here. But I need money to fight a war. And I need word of mouth. And I need prayer. And I need action. Because that dam's going to come down. Trump's told you, hell's coming. Free world in a free country. You belong to commune with God. You belong to have your wife, to have your husband, to have your children, to have your grandparents, to have your future progeny. You belong in the universe. You will conquer the universe. You've been given dominion over the heavens. You belong. Don't let them take that destiny. Talk about positive news. In Melbourne, where they have gone to houses and drug pregnant women out of their houses because they protested the mask, because they said COVID was exaggerated. 77 real deaths in Australia. All the others were comorbidities. And now, as I predicted, not hard to predict, the Australians were working together. They believed in the system. They weren't cowards. And as soon as the government began to crack down on people and push people around, it triggered a massive resistance. In government, in media, and at the grassroots. Just like Hitler started bombing Britain, 90%+ of Brits didn't want a new war. They lost a couple million people in World War I just 20-something years before. And the minute Hitler started bombing those cities, they were all wanting war. Hitler thought, I'll bomb them, they'll get scared. Didn't have the effect he thought. And I watched those Australian police. You know, you want to bash police? Man, the average American cop is nothing like that. They're like, we're not, that's unconstitutional. Most cops are like, we're not going to arrest peaceful people. We're not going to do that. Now, liberals will. Liberal police are bad. They're cult leaders. And that's why people go, well, are you against the police state? Absolutely. I'm against police under globalist control. Do I want to murder police that are constitutional, following their duty, executing their office? Hell no. I support them. I appreciate their courage. I know I don't want their job. I know it's rough. You may be all right, you know, as a cop writing tickets on the highway. That's a job, you know, that's some danger. But let me tell you, beat cops. Cops respond in the inner cities. Cops respond in the domestic disputes. Pull up at some house at midnight and mama and dad are on methamphetamine and drink a 12-pack of beer. That's dangerous. And they show up when you call them, and then they die, and the media celebrates it. That's dangerous. But here's Melbourne, Australia, people going to the open-air market and saying, we want freedom, and we're done. And it's only going to build as those thug police in Melbourne, who are under a mayor who is under UN Chinese control, signed agreements. Just like we're under UN. Just like the strong cities under the Justice Department wants to take control via the UN. And their attempt to bully has responded with this. Here it is. Horses for people at a market. Well, no, the enemy, folks. It's those police. They're the robots. It's all the horses. Bush or Antifa. They're there. They stop good people. Disgusting friends. Submitting his death to this administration. Yeah, here come the riot police. Going to be Black Lives Matter saying, kill the police. Oh, the mayor says, bow down to them. If you want to go buy oranges and potatoes and peaches and grapes, now they start pushing police back. Now they start grabbing people and kidnapping. Pathetic, disgusting thugs. But it's only Melbourne and a few other cities, and the left shows you that like that's normal. And they show those SJW trash sent to those universities, brainwashed to hate their freedom, to hate their race, to hate God, and now they're police officers out there on their thuggish power trip. Our officers are black and Hispanic and white, and they're good people on average. Even in leftist cities, they've not broken our police yet. And they are pissed. Because in England, they've broken the police. In Germany, they've broken the police. In Australia, they've broken the police. By and large. And they're no longer sworn officers under the law. They're now instruments of the UN and the globalists. And we don't wish harm upon them because they're worthless. We wish for those that control them to be brought to justice. All right, we got a bunch of callers holding. Let's go to who's been holding the longest here. Let's go to Marcus in Texas. Marcus, thanks for holding. We'll go to Gator, who disagrees. I just saw that. Marcus, go ahead.
How's it going, Alex? Let me give first of all a preface. When I'm done with this, I'm going to give a guttural Alex Jones humanity yell. But before I do that, I want to say this. When it comes to the vaccine and it comes to the way Trump's handling it, if I'm looking at my Bible, I can compare what he's doing to what Jehu did when he invited all the Baal worshipers into his temple. And then once they were in there for this big feast or whatever he had them going there for, he told his guards, don't let a single person out of here alive. You know what I mean?
No, I mean, there is definitely a time when God tells us to be deceitful. And maybe that's Trump's office. He's definitely manipulated the hell out of him. It's definitely working.
Yes. And before I go, can I give you this? Can I give this to you?
Go ahead, brother. You're on the air. Go ahead. Yeah! I love you, brother. All right. Let's go to Gator in North Carolina. Gator, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, I was just, you know, thinking that the caller mentioned earlier is that they took the money from the WHO and gave it directly to Bill Gates. That was completely Trump's move, right? And then on top of it all, you got the fact that nobody's going to prison of all the people that are complicit and guilty of international war crimes that walk around in our government, pedophilia, sedition, treason, all those other acts, and Barr, Durham aren't doing anything or not going to do anything. And I think that, you know, I think Trump is playing everybody. I think that a lot of people are in denial that perhaps we are definitively in the end of times, and then this is all set up and leading exactly where Operation Lockstep says, to the mark of the beast. And I think that this is all coming in, and I think that part of what Trump's doing specifically with InfoWars and Mr. Alex Jones is he's placating the tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands and millions of patriots that listen to you and keep giving them just enough to keep us placated, just enough to keep us sedated, to where we have enough hope to where we're not going to do anything. And this is all going to reach up and smack.
Well, let me just be clear. I am pure of heart. I didn't censor your call. You're on air. So you can criticize Trump. I had you call in because I respect your view. You don't think I'm part of that, right?
No, not at all. I'm just saying that I think that there's forces, principalities, powers, and rulers of darkness at work that are smarter than you, me, and everybody. And they're working.
Well, I mean, I'll agree with you to say this. I literally will only on the air a few times mad at Trump and said he better do this, better do that. He literally tweets our stuff or calls me right like an hour after I do it. They're watching this show every minute. But I don't think Trump himself is evil. I think he could be deceived. Nobody's perfect. But the legitimate hatred of the left of Trump is real, though. I mean, they don't like him.
But that's the play, Alex. That's the play. That's the Hegelian dialectic. I mean, I learned that from you.
I agree. And, you know, I talked to all these high-level folks. They obsess with the Hegelian dialectic because it's real. But sometimes not even playing the dialectic shatters the dialectic. It's a complex issue. That's why we're opening the calls up. I don't know. What do you think? You think, I mean, Gates is legitimately pissed that Trump has taken the vaccine away from him.
He didn't. You can't take it away from him because he owns every vaccine lab on the planet between him and the Rockefeller Foundation. Every one of his foundations owns and controls everything on the earth to do with vaccines.
No, that's true. What do you think about Bill Gates' daddy dying today? That's a nice little omen.
I think he's in hell with John McCain waiting for Bill Gates and for Obama and the rest of them.
And well, I'm not happy he's dead, but I'm not sad. All right, brother, I appreciate your call. Bill Gates will join him. Join him. All right, thank you. Good call, sir. More calls coming up. Nick Fuentes coming up as well. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Hey, all I can tell you is I'm 100% consciously pro-human and pro-God. All right, we'll be right back.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Fuentes is on with us. I really appreciate him joining us. We'll take some calls, too, before we end this hour. Paul Watson takes over. He's the founder of the Groyper Movement. He's also been censored and blocked off many areas of the Internet, but it's still not defeated him. He's more popular than ever. I wanted to get him on because he wants to talk about cancel culture, the Drudge Report and Revolver, the election coup. We'll cover it all. Nick, great to have you on with us. What do you want to tackle first? The election coup, the Drudge Report, or the cancel culture?
Well, thanks so much for having me. Well, it's all so good. Why don't we talk about the election coup? I think that's the most pressing.
That's where I would start. Okay, we're simpatico. So, yeah, it's tell us about it.
Sure. So this is something I've actually been covering on my show for a long time, and I actually really appreciate the work of Revolver and people like Darren Beatty for bringing this, I think, to everybody's attention. But basically, and I think you probably have sensed this as well, if you watch everything that's been happening over the past few months, and really for the past 4 years, it seems like all the pieces are being put in place now for the elites and the globalists to steal the election on November 3rd. And I'm talking about the mail-in ballots and how coronavirus has affected how the election will be conducted. I'm talking about social media, Facebook and Twitter, saying that they'll flag any posts if a candidate prematurely declares victory. And I'm talking about the thousands of protesters that have been mobilized in cities like Portland and Chicago and D.C. and Minneapolis with Black Lives Matter. And I look at all of that, all these recent developments, and what I've been saying on my show is maybe taken each separately, these would be concerning in their own way, but taken together, I think they constitute a clear and imminent threat from the globalists to try and steal the election in November.
I totally agree. Roger Stone was on last Wednesday, and he was covering Mattis wanting a coup, and Democrats saying we're going to have states secede, we're going to block it no matter what, and Soros funding this election transition group. And he said, well, you've got to counter this. Well, Bill Barr's come out and said they're going to try to burn the country down. We're going to have to arrest them for sedition. They spun that we want election martial law because we're going to lose. No, I see the opposite of that.
Absolutely. Exactly. Well, and, you know, you just have to look at how they're manipulating everything that constitutes the logistics of the election itself. You know, every time I hear somebody like Mark Zuckerberg, who is one of the richest people in the history of the world, who runs the biggest or one of the biggest social media platforms in the world, I think it's 2.5 billion active users.
Yeah, that's the biggest.
I think his company's. Yeah, absolutely. And when I hear him say things like he is investing money and he's going to personally invest in seeing election integrity in November.
He is election meddling openly.
Exactly. Exactly right. Nobody elected this guy. This isn't a government official. This is some billionaire tech guy, lizard person. We don't even know who this guy is. And like you said, he's intervening in the case of Donald Trump, for example, taking down his posts. And Facebook has said itself that they're going to intervene if Donald Trump prematurely declares victory. And I hear that, and what that sounds like to me is that even
we're contesting this, as Hillary said, she said, and so did Podesta, we know we're going to lose, we're going to contest it, we're going to hold it up. And I mean, so they're just saying they're doing it. So what do we do knowing in 46 days that's where we're going to be? Day one, day after the election. Trump clearly wins. They're going to say, no. We've got to count the 80 million floating around ballots. This is just going to be incredible.
Well, we need attention. I think we need everybody's attention. I think we need everybody to wake up and see what's going on. I'm actually very glad this has been covered on Fox News. Darren Beatty was on Tucker Carlson talking about this the other night. You're talking about this. We're trying to get the word out to every major dissident right sort of outlet to put the word out so that when this tries, when the globalists try to steal the election, when this transpires, everybody will be watching and looking at the mail-in ballots. People will be watching.
Let me just stop you. I mean, they're already done the precursor. They're already doing it. I mean, they're going to do it. So they're already doing it. I agree. So how do we counter that? How do we get ahead of it? Just expose it?
Yeah, exactly. Expose it. And I think the trick is going to come in on election day. Like you said, Trump is going to win the election. I think it'll be a landslide electorally. And what you'll see is that in the days and weeks after the election, that's when they're going to find all of these extra votes for Joe Biden. And a Trump landslide will transform into a Joe Biden landslide because they'll basically be committing voter fraud, massive voter fraud because of the mail-in ballots. And I think the way that we can counter that is, again, by bringing it to everybody's attention, making sure that people are aware that this is going to happen, by getting the elements in Trump's administration and campaign prepared for that. He needs to mentally prepare to fight this legal battle. They need to lawyer up. They need to get people on the ground.
Oh, I totally agree. Nick Fuentes joins us. Nick, let me throw this at you. You're totally right. Clearly, they're saying they're going to do it. They're going to do it. Trump needs to get ahead of it, but the general public needs to get ahead of it. But the way they project on Roger Stone or myself, because we've been the ones trailblazing and not bragging, this is true, but this was their plan, they're scared of us pointing out what they're doing. So when they try to say, oh, it's discredited, don't say we're going to steal the election, that's because they're scared of us up front, as you just said, laying the groundwork for exposing what they've done.
Exactly. Well, exactly right. They know what they're doing, and everybody knows what they're doing. And it's everybody from the social media, big tech type people to the Democrat operatives in the party to the BLM leaders. It's like a who's who of this globalist elite class. And you could see, and the evidence is everywhere, all working in concert to steal the election. And like you said, that's exactly right. It's kind of ironic how they've always flipped this sort of stuff around on us. I said they did the same thing with Russia. When they were accusing Trump of meddling with Russia, it turned out it was Clinton that was involved with that nuclear deal in Central Asia. When they blamed Trump for colluding with Ukraine, it was actually Joe Biden's son that was in bed with the Ukrainians, and so on. And in the same way, when they're talking about stealing the election, like you said, back in 16, they were accusing Trump of, oh, he's not going to accept the election result. And now they're doing it again in 2020. They're running these headlines where they say, what happens if Trump doesn't leave office? I think 538 just ran a huge spread about it this week, saying, what happens if Trump does not peacefully leave office? And that's not what people have to be worried about. What people have to be worried about is if Democratic state governors try to secede, or if the electors in the different states don't go down to Washington, D.C. and vote for Trump. It's a host of things, but it's all, of course, surrounding the Democratic Party, where they will either try to commit ballot fraud, or if they're unable to do that, they'll create so much chaos and subversion that they're going to try to do something like a soft coup or a color revolution in America. And you're exactly right. And like you said, you've been at the frontier exposing this at the forefront. And I think that's the most important thing, is just making everybody aware and mentally preparing themselves that, yes, we've got an election, we've got a campaign.
Well, plus, Nick, I'm not trying to give myself credit, or you or anybody, that the Democrats are out in the open doing this. They're in the CFR, they're in Atlantic Monthly, they're in the New York Times. I mean, Podesta was in there 2 months ago going, we're going to have states secede, and we don't care who really wins. We're going to, I mean, this is like terroristic stuff. I would expect the FBI to be like Darth Vader blowing the doors open if I was planning this. They should be. They're just doing it out in the open. And how do they get this position where they can fund Antifa for arson, killing people? Like who set them up as God? Let's talk about that. And what you, you're a smart guy, expect to happen in the election when they challenge. It's just going to happen. Trump's going to win. They're going to challenge. It's going to be crazy. And it's 46 days away. You cannot cut the suspense with a knife. It's too thick. We'll be right back. You've always had a pledge from me, and it's that I'll come to you with the truth, at least as good as my human temporal truth can get, because the Bible says we all see through a rose-colored, darkly kind of a foggy lens that distorts what we actually can perceive, so that everything we do is actually a fallen sin. Everything we do is actually a twisted distortion of God's will. So when I tell you, I'm telling you the truth. It's the best truth this fallen creature's got. But I'll tell you, it's all I got. And when I tell you that this country and the world is under major satanic threat, you don't need me to tell you that. You can look out the window. You can look into your own family. You can turn on the news. You can see it. But you've got this commitment. I do recognize the truth of God, and so do you. We're going to win this fight, but it's going to be hard. And I want to keep InfoWars in the main position to fight, and it only happens when you support, which you've been doing. So, again, I thank you. But go to InfoWarsStore.com, buy the product, spread the word, because that's how we're going to win. Again, I thank you all.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking ExtendoVite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Fuentes is our guest. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I really appreciate everybody joining us on this live September 17th transmission. Nick, I want to get into cancel culture, Drudge Report, the coming Democrat Chi-Com-funded coup. But what about you? Spend a few minutes on yourself, how you got politically involved. You became very, very popular. You've been canceled. You're still as popular as ever. And just how surreal is it to see this? And what are you experiencing on the street? Because on the street, I'm seeing people that are black, white, old, young, totally seeing through all of this. That's what I see. Then I tune into the news, I see something completely different. What do you, culturally, historically, what would you call this period we're in right now?
Well, that's tough to say. I would say that we are in a distinct period of American history, probably after 2016, and I'm only 22 years old, but I've never seen anything like this in my lifetime. And I think that is really what defines the nature of this time, is that it is truly an unprecedented period in American history. You know, if you're looking at some of the context or some of the rhetoric about this upcoming election, they're talking about a real threat where people are not going to accept the legitimacy of the election, where in some cases they still don't even accept the legitimacy of the Trump presidency and his authority as president and as the head of the executive branch of government. This is something which we haven't seen in the United States, arguably, since the Civil War, which was a totally different country. So truly, I think the time that we're living through is unprecedented. And, you know, you're talking about sort of people, everyday people in the streets or people you might see. And I think everybody agrees. You said before the break just a moment ago that you can cut the tension with a knife. And that is totally true. Everybody feels it. Everybody senses it. And it is something that permeates everything and everywhere you go on every level. You know, it's the pandemic with this mask versus no mask and this disease, the economic recession it has caused, businesses collapsing, these restrictions. It's also the partisanship. It's
America is under attack. We're in a major time of change. We're in a major flux point right now. And I don't think it's going well for people that have created the stimuli. I don't think the globalists pulling all this off are getting what they wanted. They seem very upset.
Well, exactly. It's causing, I think, a lot of people to start to reflect and question what's happening. I think you're right. It has basically backfired because they've been making these very aggressive and overt moves, these power grabs, and it's almost having the reverse of the intended effect, which is that it's just now naked and visible, and anybody who watches the news, I think anybody that just pays attention can see what's going on. And all the chaos that has been caused, all this sort of disruption to the status quo that was unleashed by Trump and everything that we've been seeing for the past year, I think has only made their position more precarious. And I don't know about you, but I feel better than ever. I feel like since Trump won the election in 16, a window of opportunity has now opened up where people like you and I can really start to do some damage against the globalists. What would have concerned me more than anything is if somebody like Jeb Bush had won, or Marco Rubio, or
that would have put people back to
Hillary
sleep.
Clinton. Exactly. Right back to sleep and right back to
But there's the paradox.
Usual.
There's the paradox. My problem is, obviously, this globalist crop's going to be defeated. The Clintons, the Soroses, they're done. I'm worried about the infrastructure, though. We kind of beat it. We think we beat it. But the infrastructure's still there, and we end up with the same thing later.
Exactly. Well, and that's why, you know, I was talking before the break about how we've got this election, but then we've also got, after the election, the battle over the legitimacy of the election and, you know, the ballots.
Oh, that's everything. They know they're losing this election. They've said it. I mean, for folks that just tuned in, it's the Democrats are on record. They know they're losing. There's a political realignment. All they can hope to do is break their cities and states off and challenge it to literally bring the economy down. And so at that point, I say arrest their ass. And I'm anti-police state. But if you're holding the country hostage and holding me hostage, I say walk a plank.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, it's a coup. It's a coup against the government, the duly elected president of the United States. At that point, there has to be an intervention. But as I was saying, what we're going to see, even if we win this battle and Trump gets in and everything, then in 2024, we have another fight. And that fight is over the succession after Trump leaves office. If he doesn't leave office now, he leaves office in 2024.
Hold on. I want to hear this, because if we had a second party, I'd be for the new party getting in power. We don't have a party. The Democrats are the Chi-Com End America party, so we need a second party. Or are you saying the Republicans split in two and all there is a secession fight? Because I agree, we have to extinct the Democratic Party. They're done. They're like the Nazi party at the end of World War II. Like, this party's done.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing redeeming about that party. If there ever was at one point, it's certainly extinguished now. But I'm talking about in 2024, they're now beginning to field names for who might be a presidential candidate on the Republican side in 24. And you're hearing names like Nikki Haley, for example, or Rick Grinnell, who's a neocon, and Dan Crenshaw, and characters like this.
Terrible.
And so the battle in 2024 will
We don't want the gay pirate. We don't want any of these people. And nothing against Dan being a gay pirate. You know, it's okay. It's just that we don't need gay pirates, you know, to be the president.
Yeah, no, right, exactly. Yeah, they can go be gay pirates in the ocean or the seven seas or something. We need somebody like Trump. And that's exactly the ticket. We need to have a nationalist Republican Party. And if we can't have that, then I think you're right. There has to be another option. But that is really the battle at this point, is who is going to determine the future of the American right and the Republican Party? Because there's a big risk that 4 years, even after another 4 years of Trump,
we shouldn't sleep on our laurels with Trump. We should be understanding we're in a very existential battle here.
Well, exactly. And it's like what you talked about with the infrastructure. Regardless of how the personalities end up, Clinton and Trump and everybody else, it's that deep state, that sort of permanent bureaucratic and partisan class, where if we are not actively fighting every day for the next 4 years, you're going to get the same GOP establishment.
Well, that's an example. Trump says to the CDC and other agencies, you will not have a 13-month paid course saying white people are inherently evil. I mean, they said black people are inherently evil. They don't have that course. That is super evil. And then they told Trump, F you, they're still doing it. I mean, that is outrageous.
It is, and it's within his own administration. It's sabotage, constant subversion from his own party, from our own American right. It's even like with the withdrawal from Afghanistan. You know, this week the president announces we're pulling troops out of Iraq, we're pulling them out of Afghanistan.
And Trump hates the troops.
Yeah, exactly. And then they publish in the book, he says the troops suck. And then they redo that story from a few months ago when he was talking about pulling troops out initially, where they're saying, oh, Russians are putting bounties on the heads of American soldiers, and Trump doesn't care about that. A totally fake story, which they pull out every time to keep us at war forever. And like you said, as you said, that is the infrastructure and the establishment of both major parties. Trump is really, truly the exception. Trump as a personal power in the White House.
I agree. It's insane how maverick and real he is. God literally had to give us this because Trump's not perfect, but he's definitely his own dude. They cannot stand it. This is God's sense of humor, Nick.
It is. It is. He's a human being. He is a human being, flesh and blood. And, you know, even just the other day, he's posting a picture of himself eating a Philly cheesesteak. And it's something that's very maybe silly or something, but it's a reminder that this is a real person as opposed to what we see on the other side.
Because a stuffed-up elitist would not even do that. Or it would come off as fake, but Trump becomes as real because it is.
Exactly. Exactly. Trump is the real deal. He is, in many ways, and I know liberals like to critique this, despite being a billionaire and a celebrity and so on, there is something about Trump which is imminently relatable and more resonant with people like you and me as opposed to a Nancy Pelosi or somebody else. You know, I think people like on the left, they like to say, well, why do these union people, why does Trump resonate with them so much? Don't they know that Trump is ultra wealthy, billionaire, famous, perhaps a part of the class that he criticizes? And the answer is absolutely not, because in spite of the wealth, in spite of...
He believes in a pro-human service economy.
Exactly. He is a human being. There's something about him which I feel like we are on the same page. Bill Gates and Mark Zuckerberg, we're like different people.
No, you said they're lizard people. We don't mean that literally, archetypally. Nick Fuentes is in Fuego. He'll be back, and we'll take some calls. And Paul, Jerry Watson, thanks a lot.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Paul Joseph Watson's coming. I'm going to jam a few calls in here. I appreciate Steve, Josh, Jennifer, Larry, Greg, Debbie, others holding. We'll get to you before Paul takes over. But getting back to Nick Fuentes. Nick, you want to get into Drudge. And, you know, I know Drudge. He's come to town, had dinner. He's been a big booster of InfoWars. He helped get Trump elected. I don't know what's been going on the last few years. But you want to get into Drudge and Revolver, which is a great publication. Paul Watson's come out and said, what the hell happened to Drudge? He knows Drudge. Drudge has hung out with him as well. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. I mean, we had Steve Bannon reach out to us, which I don't believe a damn thing he says. He told us 2 years ago, he goes, watch, Drudge will turn against Trump. He's been bought by CNN. Now, that's out of that guy's mouth, so I don't know if it's true, but I just have no intel on Drudge. What do you think's going on there?
Yeah, it's tough to say. I've never talked to Drudge personally. I heard some rumors that he was supportive of the Groiper Wars when we were doing that last year, and that's about as far as I know. But like you said, it's tricky because for so long, I mean, his website, I think, was really groundbreaking, and the format and everything was key to it in providing conservative news for a landscape where that just you don't have a lot of conservative news. But lately it's been out of control. And it's something that I've noticed maybe for about a year or something. But lately, in the past few weeks, I think it was Drudge that circulated that story initially about Trump calling the troops losers, and a lot of that kind of the rumor type stuff from the Trump administration has been pushed there. And even this week, there were some really terrible headlines there. And I saw that, and I think that's such a shame, because we as conservatives, or we as, you know, broadly right-wing, patriotic-type people, we don't really have that much infrastructure and that many assets as far as information goes, with the exception of you and others. Of course, though, we're waning on social media. They're deplatforming all of us, which makes it more difficult. And so whenever you see one of these big guys sort of go down or something's going on, it's a big deal. It's something that's worth reflecting on. And I have to say, it's been a very positive and interesting development that this revolver has come around. And I don't know exactly who runs it, but I've been watching that lately. I don't know about you, but I've been reading
that. I've seen a lot of really good stories. I mean, nothing against Revolver. It's like Revolver broke the plan that Democrats plan a coup. Everybody's been, Zero Hedge has been covering. It's not about credit, but yeah. No, Revolver's doing a good job. So who do you think's behind that?
I don't know exactly.
Maybe Matt Drudge stole the Drudge Report and he runs Revolver.
Possibly. That's possible. I would hope so. That would redeem him, I think, in my eyes a little bit. But it's a great publication, and I'm not like behind it. I'm not trying to shill it or anything. I'm just saying Matt Drudge, the new Drudge Report, the Revolver Report. But I've been checking it out and doing it before my show. I saw Trump put it on his Twitter. Tucker talked about it. And I think, you know, that to me is the future of where the right wing is going to be, is in creating our own infrastructure like that, get the word out. Because these days, and even just the other day, I don't know if you saw this, but Fox News, they got really weird when Newt Gingrich was on talking about...
Yeah, cue that up. Okay, let's play that clip. Anybody talks about Soros, who publicly funds Antifa and BLM, and who publicly is getting all these district attorneys elected, if you say it, you are the devil. So here's what Nick Fuentes was just talking about.
Look, the number one problem in almost all these cities is George Soros elected left-wing, anti-police, pro-criminal district attorneys who refuse to keep people locked up. Just yesterday, they put somebody back on the street who's wanted for two different murders in New York City. You cannot solve this problem, and both Harris and Biden have talked very proudly about what they call progressive district attorneys. Progressive district attorneys are anti-police, pro-criminal, and overwhelmingly elected with George Soros' money, and they're a major cause of the violence we're seeing because they keep putting the violent criminals back on the street.
I'm not sure we need to bring George Soros into this. I was going to say you'd get the last word, Speaker.
He paid for it. I mean, why can't we discuss the fact that millions of dollars he spent?
I agree with Melissa. George Soros doesn't need to be a part of this conversation.
Okay. So it's for both.
All right. We're good. Okay, we're going to move on. A historic day at the White House. We covered it from stem to stem, stem to stern. For major change.
So they've been told, like when the head of judicial watch was on 2 years ago, Lou Dobbs, and they go, hey, here's Reuters, $1,000 per illegal alien. They're giving them cards to come in and to get on boats or planes and come here. The UN is George Soros. Here it is. They said, oh, the head of judicial watch banned on Fox. I mean, this is the big no-no. Soros is in the news funding all this, and these women know immediately, wait a minute, whoa, what do we say? What do we do? He just said it. It's like the former Speaker of the House. He just broke the rule. They're like, hey, Gingrich was smart. You just shut up and let them fumble. This was incredible footage. I'm glad you raised this.
Well, yeah, it's sick and disturbing, and to the point, it's getting to the point where these powers that be, these elites, this like billionaire class, whatever, they now basically have total control. They're approaching total control over all information that you can get in this country.
And now you can't show leftist arsoning, dozens of arrests, Antifa setting fires in Oregon, California, Washington. You can't show scientists saying COVID-19's overblown. Stanford had the Hoover Institute come out with scientists and say that, banned by YouTube. And YouTube said the UN is in charge. I mean, Nick, we woke up and the UN is in charge.
Exactly. And it's it's not just the TV and the radio and all that, but now it's everything on social media. It's everything on Twitter. It's everything on Facebook. They're locking it up so tight. I don't think there's anybody left with the exception of me and a few others on Twitter, but YouTube has been totally purged. Facebook, Instagram, totally purged. Twitter, I think there's a handful of people left, but it's getting to the point where everything on social media and now everything on legacy media, TV, radio, print, is all completely controlled. And nothing gets by to a mass audience, with the exception of you and a few others that are still out there fighting the good fight, without the stamp of approval from the United Nations, Mark Zuckerberg, Lizard Coalition. And that's why we have to be on the lookout for these kinds of like products or projects or whatever, where we can break the conditioning and get the signal out there. Because, like you said, it's everything now. It's the masks, it's the coronavirus, it's Black Lives Matter protests that you can't cover it. And it's almost this weird thing where once they get total control over social media too, everybody's entire perception of the world and of current events will be controlled by some billionaire.
It's a giant echo box, but here's the good news. Everything they're doing is going sideways. And is actually, I mean, I've got so many friends and family that thought I was a little over the edge. They're like, oh, what's happening next? I'm like, well, you see what's going on. And they'll tell me exactly what I already think. Not from my brain. They see it, too. So there's kind of that wake-up point where there's a crash course in this, Nick, and people finally get it. And then it doesn't matter if big tech controls everything. And they tell us no Muslim ever did anything wrong, or there's no pedophiles, or there's no world government, or... You know, it doesn't matter. At a certain point, no one buys what they say.
Well, I agree. I agree that people are beginning to wake up. It just concerns me that these, like, younger generations, for example, they come up in a world where they never knew the internet before censorship. And I know you're an early pioneer on the internet. I was sort of like a youngster when the internet was like this, but there was a time when the internet was synonymous with irreverent, controversial, out there, you know, whatever, anything goes. And it's getting to the point now where children are born and they're raised by public school teachers who are totally controlled, you know, who came up through a university and got 4 years of propaganda. Their parents, who are probably brainwashed, television, TikTok, social media, which is totally controlled.
Smartphones.
And exactly. And they've got that black box that goes everywhere with them and just filling their head with propaganda. And it's like their whole lives from birth until they graduate from college is heavy indoctrination. And I'm concerned about a world where the signal can't possibly penetrate that bubble. Where does an InfoWars, a Revolver, an America First, a Tucker Carlson, where does that even penetrate if they are able to finally construct this sort of information bubble where people like you and I can't even get in? That's what terrifies me. But I think you're right. I think they made a mistake. The signal's already out there. People see what's going on.
We have to take advantage of the mistake. We have to press the attack. Nick Fuentes, where do people find your great work?
You can find me at NicholasJFuentes.com or DLive.TV/NickJFuentes. But thank you so much for having me on. It's always a pleasure.
That's right, because you've been banned everywhere else like we have. So people have to go where you're at, which is great. The original URLs, like band.video. Give out your URL one more time.
It's NicholasJFuentes.com and DLive.TV/NickJFuentes.
All right. Well, join us again soon. God bless you, brother. All right. PrepareWithAlex.com. That's where they have an additional $170 off on the lowest price, highest quality swervable food you're going to find, my Patriot. They have a special page set up. It only goes for four more days. That is $170 off on their basic package.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks so much.
Even more on the larger packages. So that is InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. All right, I'm going to jam in a few more final calls here before Paul Joseph Watson takes over from Her Britannic Majesty's London Islamic England. Stay with us.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.